What it do? It's your boy Guapo, you know what I'm saying? Back again, trying to pop my shit, talk my shit, you know what I'm saying? You know how I get down. You already know what it is. I appreciate you listening. Again, shout out to my boy Jamie. Shout out to Anchor for having you, little boy, you know what I'm saying? Give your boy a platform. This shit free, I can't explain it like that. That's beyond me. For something to be free and right here in our faces, a lot of times we'll miss out on shit because it's right there in their face. If it was a snake, it would have bit you. You hear me? Again, shout out to Jamie. I'm just going to jump right into it, you know what I'm saying? I ain't going to hold y'all long. I was in the barbershop the other day. I heard an OG say that God put a certain generation through slavery. And I was sitting there listening to that shit. I was like, bro, that nigga right. Like, that nigga is on point. Get this nigga a TV show. I would have died immediately. Put that in all caps. You would have been reading about me in, like, a textbook or some shit. CJ was this nice-looking specimen. Nigga wouldn't listen, though. Nigga kept lashes on his back. Because I ain't doing a goddamn thing. It's too motherfucking hot out there. The sun been beating the nigga down. The sun been not giving a fuck about nobody. The sun ain't racist, prejudice. That motherfucker don't care about nobody. It be too hot. Especially down south. It's too fucking hot. No way, no ma'am. And on top of that, I'm definitely not fucking the wife. You think I'm about to help create some more trifling ass slave master half? Nah, fuck that. 50-50 niggas? No way. That's how we got to where we are now. But that's a whole nother day. That's a whole nother conversation. But let me go back, though. Our generation. What is our generation? If that generation was slavery, like, what is our generation? Because 2020 is fucking ridiculous. Again, this is how we got here. It's motherfucking 2020. Niggas is confused. Niggas don't know what to do. Everybody is unhappy on their jobs. Wait. Let me stop right there. There are a few words that I could probably go the remainder of my life without using. Those words are pandemic, masks, COVID-19, coronavirus. I don't even want to drink the motherfucking Corona beer. Social distancing, everything under that umbrella. Symptoms, asymptomatic. If I go to the doctor and they say, what are your symptoms? Can we not use symptoms? Can you just say, what are your issues or why are you here? We gotta talk about it another way, bro. I'm already uncomfortable. Cause we using words that I done heard 2,000 times in the same day. Especially with these stupid motherfuckers at my job. Listen, I don't understand how shit's supposed to work at SPU. I don't get it. We'll talk about that another day too, though. However, on a positive note, 2020 has pushed me to this. I get to entertain people, make people laugh and shit because I need to laugh. I don't really get some of this shit anyway. I'm really glad I gotta wear a mask now because now I get to talk my shit up under my breath. I get to move my mouth and say it out loud. I get to express myself. And I'm so quiet with this shit, people don't even motherfucking hear me. They don't even know. I be frustrated. Frustrated. With a C in the middle. Kathleen White would probably be pissed as fuck. That's my high school English teacher. She'd probably be mad as fuck if she heard a C in the middle of that word. Frustration, Kathleen. Yes. Because these niggas is terrible. Don't mind me. I'm just popping my shit. That's all. But at the same time, like, what is our generation? Because our children, they already getting set back purposely. How is it that we can go everywhere else with a mask, but they can't go to school? I'm waiting on y'all. And I know this is a podcast, but some of y'all niggas got my number. Text me your response. Nigga, I will put it on here for you. I won't say your name or no shit like that, but I'll let the folk know what you said. Because this fucked up. How we can go everywhere else, but them kids can't go to school? That's fucked up. You're not about to tell me that that shit is not intentional. In no way. Tuck Frump. Okay? Tuck Frump. I want to give a shout out to my girlfriend, though, because, like, she still put in her job. This motherfucker got two monitors. I think she got two keyboards in that motherfucker. Fast as I be hearing them keys picking. And then you still gotta be a virtual teacher. How can you be on a conference call and your baby in the background, mom, 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 right? Fuck out of here. GTFOH, nigga. Get the fuck out of here. But at the same time, like, my son is about to be, well, he is in the ninth grade, missing out on a complete high school experience. Everything. You remember when you went to high school, you had Business Professionals of America, you had the Honor Society, you had Clue, all that type of shit. You had high school fraternities and sororities and shit. Nigga, you in the living room. You in the den. When you log out your class, you go back to your room. You don't get to trade classes, bumping the niggas, checking niggas and shit. Because I was ugly in high school. Like, man. I wouldn't wish that ugly on nobody. Can't tell me that shit now, though. You hear, hey, favorite song right now is Hidden Remix by, I can't even think of that nigga name. Money Mew and Money Bag, yo. Hidden Remix. That's my shit right now. That's why I'm popping my shit. Peep game, though. Let me go back. You remember all the shit you used to do in high school? Can't do none of that shit now. Niggas, our children are at home. I'm saying to say niggas. They not niggas. Our children are at home. Literally. What is our generation? I'm encouraging everybody to go to church, seek God. If you don't believe in God, believe in something. My nigga, you here for a reason. Make it a good reason. You know what I'm saying? Be positive. Don't be a stick in the mud. And I got that bad. Like, my attitude is fucked up. PHUCK'd. Fucked up. But I'm a work in progress, though. You know what I'm saying? You got to admit that shit. Do that shit. Change that shit. Don't. Your parents were an example of what also not to do. Because, yes, they may have provided a great life for you, but they made mistakes as well. Not to mention, like, sports, football, basketball. You remember basketball games? Football games? I'm going to just stop right there because I'm getting a little frustrated. Let me make sure you all understand that right there. But again, like a lot of people are like me, they changing their lives, they doing things differently. They tired of working for the man. I just recently discovered I was prejudiced. So that's something new for me. But at the same time, like I said, a lot of people like me, their entrepreneurial skills have surfaced. You got a lot of motherfuckers out here doing lashes and lace fronts and all that type shit. Speaking of which, can you motherfuckers stop wearing these lashes that look like awning, like that shit that you put on the front of a door to like give you shade when it rains or some shit like that? Can y'all stop that shit? I don't wanna hear a when you blink. I don't wanna hear like sound effects and shit when you blink at me. My papers on my desk shouldn't like waver if you standing there silently. That shouldn't happen. Like, this what? Did somebody fart? Like, why is this shit moving? Is a fan on? What the fuck? The other day I was at work, this lady took her whole wig off. The entire install. Cause that's what y'all call them hoes. Like, they car radios or some shit. Like, they floor paneling or the crown of a door, the crown molding of a door. Like, the fuck? An install? Can you make payments on this install? Can you? I'm already frustrated. I can't get my words out. So I'm just going to end it right there. You know what I'm saying? Again, I appreciate y'all listening to me, popping my shit, swallow spit. You know what I'm saying? Thank you for coming out, hollering at your boy. I said coming out. Y'all niggas ain't even with nowhere. Y'all at home like me. But you know what I'm saying? We in there like swimwear. We ain't going nowhere like booty hair. Appreciate you, boy.